Thank you for listening to this DuPont Media production, available on all major podcast platforms. This is Rod Peterson on Demand.
Hey everybody, Rod Peterson here. NFL season has kicked off and it's time you join the action. Come on down to Houston with Darren DuPont and me on the inaugural Rod Peterson Show VIP sports trip with Uniglobe Travel. We'll catch the Houston Texans and Denver Broncos at Energy Stadium, plus your choice of NBA games with the Houston Rockets home to the Phoenix Suns and Sacramento Kings. And if you're a real football fan, you'll want to join us for Texas State High School playoff action. All this, plus live Rod Peterson shows with Dupes and me. Are you sold yet? For more info or to book now, visit rodpeterson.com/trip.
Did you know you can catch all the best moments from the show on all our social media platforms? Now back to the studio with Rod.
Hey, good morning, Canada and Canadian sports fans around the world. Welcome to the Rod Peterson Show, episode number 78, coming to you from the bunker out here in beautiful, sunny Western Canada, where we've been talking about the things that we care about out here in Western Canada, and that is week 15 in the CFL kicking off tonight. Oilers, Flames, we've had updates on both. Plus, they'll meet tonight in NHL preseason play. We're awaiting to hear from Norway. We have not heard from Trent in Norway, but I will say hi to the other 19 viewers daily of this Rod Peterson Show program. We've got our director of scouting, Craig Smith, in the bunker, and football maven, John Frenzy, as we talk about a variety of things, including our daily poll question. And although Darren DuPont is not here because he'll be calling Canada West football tonight, he provided the question.
I brought the hair.
Hey, how about Smitty? He's not wearing a hat here. He's feeling better. We know he's had some health issues. You got such beautiful hair. I'm so glad that you're not wearing a hat today.
I did it for DuPont.
You did it for DuPont, yeah. Hey, there's one for Brill Cream right there.
Brill Cream,
do they still make
haven't heard that
they
name
do make Brill
time.
Cream, yeah. I bought some recently.
Little dabble, do you?
Thank you. There you go. Hey, Smith, 2 minutes for looking so good.
Yeah.
Remember that commercial?
I sure do.
Grecian formula.
Yeah. Who said that?
Maurice Rocket Richard.
Yeah.
The poll question today for Capital Auto Mall Universal Collision Center, and that is, what has you most jacked for Friday night? CFL, Dub opening night, NHL preseason, or U Sports high school football? Leading the polls, 57% of you jacked for the CFL, and the Riders ain't even playing. So that tells you we've got fans of the other teams and just general CFL fans. They're leading. 25% of respondents are jacked for the opening night and the Dub. 11% of you NHL preseason and 7% of you jacked for U Sports high school football. So we have been talking about everything, but that also gives you an indication of why we talk about the things we talk about here on this show. Doesn't that give you an indication why?
Mm-hmm.
Got to give people what they want. We ended the first hour talking about this year's Grey Cup, and Jermaine Franklin was with us from TSN Calgary saying there isn't a huge buzz in Calgary about the 2019 Grey Cup, which should be some alarm bells. There's the alarm bell, Lynch.
Yep, right here.
That the game's nowhere near sold out. Single game tickets just went on sale last week, I think. So there's a long ways to go. But we're thinking the CFL might want to see the Rough Riders in the game because it's an automatic sellout and an automatic festival win. It's not just about the game, as you guys know. Chad from Yorkton writes in on the Prairie Mobile text line at 840-8777. He says the CFL should always want the Riders in every possible Grey Cup game and every game. The ratings from the Montreal-Saskatchewan game show that. Most watched game in the CFL this year was on Saturday. You probably saw that, Saskatchewan-Montreal.
Well, how about that, eh?
We were talking earlier about the NHL scout that said to me this week he now watches this show every day in the morning instead of Sportsnet's Hockey Central at noon because they fired all the big names there, and he says this is more entertaining than that because management types in broadcasting seem to think that they'll put anybody on and you'll just watch. And Kelly writes from Regina, he says, it's true, Rod. Regarding the host of these shows being important, safe to say most of your audience moved to this time of day for their sports fix, especially me. Why? Rod Peterson. That's why. Thank you, Kelly. That's very nice of you to say. And thanks for joining us. And one more on, we're talking about the Riders staff and what they're going to do with Cody Fajardo, and both Craig Smith and I have been around Jeremy O'Day a long time, and we really like the way he's going about things. Metal Shingle Guy writes in, and he says, was Harker a Paul Jones find? He's talking about the Riders' third-string quarterback, Isaac Harker, from the Colorado School of Mines, which I didn't know was a football school. Did you, Smitty?
Yeah.
You did?
Oh, yeah.
What division? Two?
Three, isn't
it? Yeah, I'm not sure what division. I'm not sure.
But so you heard of it, but I don't know anybody ever coming out of there. And it's a good question about Paul Jones. I don't know, because I'm not in the admin anymore, or like around them. I don't know who finds what. But it's a good question, because, as you know, my dad, 26 years in the NHL as a scout, 10 in the dub before that. The scouts and personnel people get very protective over who found whom.
Yeah.
And they want it known. Maybe this current Riders regime does not, but can you speak a little bit about that?
Sure.
Scouts are always talking about who they found.
Oh, for sure. You know, I mean, you know, you put a lot of time and effort. You drive, you know, you're driving miles and miles, and you're flying, and you're looking, and when you get guys, you know, you're proud of that. You're extremely proud, and you know, you want to be known. I wouldn't care about. This is not a knock on fans. I don't care about the fans. It's the people that I'm working with that I want, you know, because, you know, they're paying me. So I want them to, you know, understand, you know, this guy's who you brought in, Smitty, that, you know, we like this guy, and et cetera, you know. So it's your job, and that's what you're paid to do. So when you get people, you know, you want to make sure that everybody knows, hey, you know, you saw him.
Do you have a quota?
Have a quota?
Yeah.
What do you mean by that?
Do you have a quota of players you're supposed to get? Your quota is to get 13 people?
No, never. I've never had somebody say, you got to get this or you're gone. You know, you just hit the road. And I was a road warrior. Spent 5 years of my life in a Marriott property trying to, you know, take a look at whatever it is. NFL, and that's the great thing about what I did is I scouted the NFL, I scouted the NC2A, I scouted U Sport, and I loved every single one of them. Jeez, we went up to Saskatoon, I'll never forget this, and we worked out Greg Newman, and he ran a 4.7 something. Butler ran a 4.7 something in the evaluation camp. As soon as I saw that, because I seen Greg play, knocking the shit out of guys. I guess I can say that.
You just did.
Yeah. But I went, this guy's a player. We should get this
big kid. Time.
Big time. And he had a good career until he tore his knee up in Winnipeg. But, you know, the great part of it is I love going everywhere. You know, the U Sports. It's a lifeblood of our game.
How many miles do you put on in a year?
Oh, crumb. I don't know. It's you know, I'd be away probably 6 months of the year. And if I get back, I sure.
Well, but it is not an easy life. Like Donna writes,
no, it's
said,
not.
Love that job. Would be interested seeing all the talent or not. You would. But when we left that NHL scout's house last night, she asked, would his travel be paid and expenses? I said, well, of course, that's part of the job. And she said, what if he wanted to come back in between home to see his family? I said, you'd have to pay on your own, and they don't. Yeah. That's the point. They're gone 21 consecutive days,
oh, yeah.
And that's why it's not for everybody. That's what people don't see.
When I scouted NFL, I started probably the beginning of the last week in July. Sometimes I wouldn't get home till September. That's a long time.
Wow.
And then I'd be home for like a day or so, and I'd be gone doing the CIA or USU sport.
I've got to ask you the question.
Yeah.
Who was your prize recruit?
That's a good...
And I bet you get that a lot.
I do. It's so funny because Baron Simpson is one of the guys that's right up there. He was one of the first guys that I ever looked at with regards to tape. Fired it to Adam Rita, and he was special. I mean, that kid, he was such a good one. And to me, it was pretty easy because when I looked at the tape, I went, oh, my God.
What university?
Methodist? Southern Methodist?
No, Mississippi State.
Yes.
And, you know, they had success. They played in one of the big bowls back then. You know, they had some good players at that time. You know, there's a lot. I mean, you know, we were involved in getting Jason Claremont to BC.
So was Roy Shivers.
That's funny.
Because John Lipsover on the set, and he gets the inference there, as do you.
Oh, yeah.
We should have had him
Lip
here.
Lip found the place,
but
eh?
Listen, by the way, yeah, John Lip made it here, the former Ryder president, who brought the first ever Grey Cup to Saskatchewan. Right, Johnny? There you go. We haven't forgotten. Hey, but listen, just before we move on this topic,
yeah.
The reason I know when Lynch said, what's your prize recruit? Because I used to be around my dad so much, and he'd get that question all the time. And he was uncomfortable even answering it, because he felt like it was always a team job. And he's like, if you need a name, I guess Brendan Morrow, I don't know, Richard Matvichuk. But he's like, I wrote in reports on 600 players and tried to get them to draft those guys. Right?
Absolutely.
Which is this. And then he was always frustrated because you're doing this. You're writing up all these players. There were players that you loved that they didn't draft him because there you got another one of you out on the other side of the country doing the exact same thing.
In my situation, I was never the guy that could make the decisions. I was a guy that would lead a horse to water and make them drink.
Right.
So, you know, there was a situation, I'll never forget, Ryan Smith said, listen, I really like this kid. I think he could be really good in our league. Well, Brendan said, okay, no problem. We'll bring him to Florida. Then our coaches said, well, I'm not sure if we want this kid. He's a small kid and all that kind of stuff. And Brendan said, this kid's coming to Florida, you know, so that final. So we went to Florida and the kid lit it up. And
it was the next Weston Dressler.
You saw him. That was the thing. When I saw him, I immediately thought of Weston. So in my situation, you know, it's just like I saw Corey Sheets. Saw Corey Sheets at the Miami training camp and wrote it up. And, you know, they signed him. You know, they give those guys credit, our front office, because I was happy that, you know, he had an injury. That was a little scary. But when you looked at him on the field, boy, I tell you. But again, I think I've said this on the show before. I would never have thought that, you know, Corey Sheets, okay, he's going to be the Grey Cup MVP. I would never have thought that. I would have thought he would be a good running back in our league. But, man, you know, it turned out pretty good.
We got questions coming in from the Facebook wall. Producer Clark has one, though, and he says, who is the one that got away? And obviously, what he means by that is that you wanted for the Riders or whatever team you were with, and he ended up starring with another team.
Well, there's two that I can think of. And it wasn't like I was going hard after these guys. It was, hey, this guy's pretty good. You know, we should think about this guy on our name list, or this guy, Bo Levi Mitchell, you know what? This happens all the time. And Sherratt,
who? J.C. Sherratt,
yeah,
or as you call Jackie Sherratt.
Yeah, I almost said Jackie Sherratt too.
But why? Who's Jackie Sherratt?
I have no idea.
Lynch or Jackie Sherratt? I mean, who the hell are you talking about?
Yeah, but I mean, I'd have to go back and take a look and say, this guy. There's a ton. It's just like your dad, you know. It's the same type of thing. You know, you're there and you see a lot of guys that you really, really like, and you can't get them all. That's the bottom line, you know.
Our intern's in here writing. Our next guest is joining the bunker. Make yourself at home, Louis. There's coffee and water around the corner and treats from Perkin Taps Coffee House.
I gotta ask him the one question, though.
Hang on, I'm not done yet. Sean writes in, Sean Dahl, Rod, off topic, but I've been wondering for a while, is that bell green or just reflective? I got to answer the question. It is green. This came from Justin, one of our biggest supporters. And because it's green and we have a green wall here, we wouldn't be able to see it. So Justin sprinkled it with all these silver sparkles on it. So it's actually green. But for breaking news, new sponsors and all the rest. We got to break.
It's way louder than, you know, here than when you're watching on at home.
Oh, is it way louder?
Oh, my God.
Here?
Yeah.
Well, we want to wake everybody up this morning.
Let's get her going.
We got a break. We got a special Friday morning coming at you here. Save that question, John, because you get it next. Plus a sports update. It's the Rod Peterson Show on this Friday morning on Facebook Live. Listen live at rodpeterson.com and catch our podcast at Apple Podcasts, Google Play Music, and iHeartRadio.
Houston, we have a problem. Join Rod and the gang in Houston this December. Rod Peterson's VIP sports experience with Uniglobe Travel. Enjoy 5 nights in beautiful Houston, Texas with the Rod Peterson Show. See the Houston Texans and the Denver Broncos on NFL Sunday. Plus, the Houston Rockets and exciting NBA action and so much more. Visit rodpeterson.com for more information and to sign up now.
Canada-wide clearance has arrived at Capital GMC in Regina. That means for a limited time, our entire inventory of new vehicles have clear-o prices to move. This brand new 2019 GMC Sierra double cab is just $39,894 plus tax. That's only $225 bi-weekly. We have over 200 SUVs to clear out. This new 2019 GMC Terrain SLE has a clear-o price of only $34,623 plus tax. That's just $99 a week and is all-wheel drive with heated seats and navigation. Canada-wide clearance at Capital GMC in Regina.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978. At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2090. Proud sponsor of the Rod Peterson Show.
If you're looking for radio that's got a great message, well, we've got it. LTD Radio plays the best of the 60s to the 90s, all with amazing stories about people right from your community. You can listen live right now at ltdradio.com, iTunes, Streama, and TuneIn. LTD Radio, music to build a better day.
Cheers to the 16 guys who never back down. And to the smooth, refreshing beer with a real beer taste. Original 16. Underdogs since 1989.
Hey, honey, can you get one of the kids to show me how this Twitter thing works? Honey, I need to get on Instagram. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
Can I pick two?
Welcome back, everybody, on this Friday morning. I'm going to do a sports update here, if I can find it, on episode 78. Three Canadian NHL teams were in action last night. Montreal Canadiens defeated Florida 5-4 in a shootout. We got a question coming in from Brady in Saskatoon regarding the Habs. We'll get to that when we talk hockey coming up next segment. Chris Lugett here from the Bruins. Vancouver Canucks whomped on the Oilers 6-1. Listen, it's just preseason. Just don't get your panties in a bunch up there in Edmonton, because everybody is today. Thursday night football, the Tennessee Titans were routed 20-7 by the Jacksonville Jaguars. If you don't know who Gardner Minshew is, you do now.
Gardner Minshew the second.
And there's no Gardner Minshew the first. That's right. Found out today. His dad just named him the second.
That's funny.
What is with these guys? And some transactional news. Montreal Canadiens forward Ryan Poling is out indefinitely with a concussion. Rangers defenseman Tony D'Angelo has signed a one-year extension with the team. That is the morning sports update for Ballers Rec Room, Regina's newest entertainment destination. And they hosted the Riders last night. They're all excited about that over at Ballers. Check out their social media feeds for photos of that, including Cody Fajardo. CFL doubleheader tonight, Calgary Stampeders at the Toronto Argonauts, Hamilton Tiger Cats at the Edmonton Eskimos. Smitty, let's start with you, director of scouting of the show, Calgary, Toronto. You'll be watching, obviously.
Absolutely.
But what has you most interested about that game?
Well, the offense of Toronto and McLeod Bethel Thompson, and see how he does. He leads in touchdown passes, I think.
Yeah, 19, yeah. That came out of nowhere.
He's been throwing the ball very well. He's fitting into that offense, and be interesting to see how he does against Calgary. And, of course, Calgary's defense has been very strong. Their offense, not going to have Bagleton, but they seem to just plug in a guy and do very well anyway. So, very interesting game tonight.
Mm-hmm. And then the later game, Hamilton at Edmonton. Logan Kilgore makes his first CFL start at quarterback for the Eskimos. We had Dustin Nielsen on earlier from the CFL on TSN. He's going to call the game tonight. And they say the Trevor Harris injury isn't that serious. He's gone on the one-game injured list, so that's a good thing. But do you think, and I'm going to put all these questions to you, John, but Smitty, do you think that the Eskimos can beat Hamilton?
It's going to be tough
Yeah.
It's tough for a rookie quarterback to come in and, it's, you know, I mean, it's going to be a tough thing. That like we were talking before, Hamilton is a very solid, good football club, and Dane Evans is again, he's been fitting in very well in the offense, making throws, making very good throws. Like, I mean, accurate throws in windows and against man, and it's very interesting. It'll be I can't see Edmonton winning, but hey, I never say never.
Frenzy. Calgary-Toronto, rematch of the 1971 and 2012 Grey Cups.
I'm really impressed with,
why should we watch?
With the quarterback for Toronto.
McLeod Bethel Cumbs.
McLeod. He's throwing 19 touchdown passes. Looks terrific in there playing a quarterback in the last couple of games. And he's getting a receiving part together. He's really having kind of a real good arrangement with Edwards, who used to be with Riders, good receiver. Posey from Ohio State Buckeyes. And been in the league with Montreal and NBC. And Bray, a newcomer, and he's no relation, as we said on the weekend, to Evan Bray.
I was on in the huddle. We said that, yes.
And Lewis, Roger Lewis, the wide receiver from Oklahoma State, has just come to Montreal and taken him. I mean, he is a terrific receiver. Big, tall guy. I don't know why he couldn't make it in the NFL with Dallas and Green Bay, but he didn't. And somebody's done some great recruiting for that Elliott team. We're trying hard to find out who. I have found out, you won't believe this, Craig, they've told me it's Joe Mack, who's got to be 100 by now. But anyway, that's the guy that he says is getting credit for bringing these ballplayers in. But they've really improved under Kahari Jones. He's just a great guy. They want to play for him. I think they'll win this game tonight.
Well, in that Kirk Pentin column in The Athletic, where he quotes the insiders, and I don't really care that. It's anonymous quotes from coaches and personnel people in the CFL. He quoted some Alouettes coach that said, "We will win if they don't allow Joe Mack out of the broom closet," basically is what they said, that they're winning in spite of Joe Mack in Montreal. And Craig Smith, you're a big fan of Cavis Reid, right? Your friends?
Friends, yeah.
Yep. Because the football people now, because I talked to them too, are saying the same thing. Cavis should be getting more credit for what's gone on in Montreal. And I just got to sit back and very objectively look at this and say, he made them the laughingstock. I'm sorry. He did. The Manziel trade should have been grounds for dismissal alone. It's Kahari Jones, I believe, that's getting, because he's getting the most out of the players. Anybody can go sign Taylor Loeffler and Tommy Campbell, and you mentioned like Patrick Levels. There's a lot of free agent guys there. Well, we haven't seen the salary cap tally yet.
Yeah.
So I think it's Kahari. Are you hearing the same thing about Cavis? Well, obviously, the football guys like Cavis.
Well, I'm not in the circle like I used to be.
Yeah, you still talk to people.
Yeah, but, you know, Cavis, I think Cavis did a good job. I think there's a lot of people in that organization. You know, they work at it. Miles Gorrell is another guy that you know, would help with regards to the Canadian talent. And you know, it's a it's a very interesting thing.
Cavis Reid, I guess, did some good things, but he did more bad things. I think some manipulation of the salary cap there, rehiring of players. And some other things that he did, some little tricks he played on the guys out there, the executive, they didn't like. And you got to go with that. I mean, they did. He did do those wrong things. Yes, he did a lot of good things for Edmonton and not the Rough Riders, that's for sure, but in Montreal. But not enough. And these, you know, these behind the back and under the table things, too many of them.
Well, the bottom line is he's gone.
Yeah.
And whatever's there is there. And, you know, they're moving on. And you got to give Kahari a ton of credit because of what he has done, especially with Vernon Adams. You know, Vernon has just raised his gameplay. You know, I mean, he's one of the better quarterbacks in our league.
Sure is.
A couple comments coming in from the Facebook wall from Nelson. He says, Cavis put the team together. Kahari brought them together. And that's probably fair.
Sure.
But only one of them still there. Sean Dahl says, we will never see Cavis in the league again. Well, I like to quote my friend Gary Echeverry on that, where he says, never is a long time. So I'll bet you right now that we'll see Cavis Reid back.
Well, you know, like I said to you, I always say never.
Yeah.
You only need one guy that knows you to get you back, and it doesn't matter what anybody else thinks, you know, and hopefully down the road for me, I can get that one guy to get me back in this league, you know, and that can, that those things can happen. So you just never say never. I understand what he's saying. I understand, you know, some of the stuff that Kavis did and you know, kind of surprising and you know, hey, things happen and he's gone. Like I said, he's gone.
We talk about these loyal viewers that comment every day. I call them P1s. It's not my term. It's a broadcasting term. Priority One listeners that are locked in every day. And that includes Craig in Regina. He writes it on the Prairie Mobile text line. He says, happy to be a loyal P1, Rod. Even happier that I get to listen to your show every morning and get paid while doing it. I think he's a teacher, and he listens with his earpiece in from class. I'm not joking. That's what I've understood about, hey, whatever works, just don't get fired, because I will not take responsibility for that. Don, watching in Ottawa today, he says, I'm going to interact with some Saskatchewan and Manitoba cattlemen at a sale here in Ottawa today. I'll ask them about the riders and A&W. Oh, please do. I mentioned last night I was at that party at the warehouse where I'm too old to be going to parties where they play video games at them. But I had a guy say to me there, do you care as much about these cattlemen and this A&W thing as it appears that you do on the show? Guy said that to me. And I said, well, yes, of course. That is never acting with me because I come from the ag industry. That's my family, literal family. If it was potash or oil and gas or something, I wouldn't have had that connection, right? I mean, I think I understand those industries, mining to a degree, but ag is right in here, in my heart. It's in my DNA. And so I know exactly where the cattle ranchers are coming from. And when I see all this reaction, and you probably saw it too, people saying, this is the dumbest thing ever. No, it's not. And it's real easy for 9-to-5ers that cash a paycheck every 2 weeks that don't understand what it's like to rely on the weather and disease and grain prices and everything that's out of your control. I see the risk and the stress that they put up with. And I know that there's stress in a lot of jobs, but it's different in ag. And so I didn't want to do it. So I left. This is hard. Right.
Yeah.
But so, no, I'm got their back and will always have their back. And they know that. And that's why they came to me. They called me Tuesday. I didn't seek them out. But lastly, before I let you guys go, Smitty, you did say that you are a big beef supporter.
Oh, yeah. So, geez, I couldn't live without it. I, you know, it might put me in an early grave, but I could care less.
Talking about?
I enjoy, you know, since I've had the leukemia come back, I don't eat like I used to, but you know, I just keep on giving me the beef. I mean, I love it.
Mm-hmm. Friends, that you're a beef fan.
Yeah,
where's the beef?
Big beef fan all the time.
All right, any last words before
I want to ask you one question, you guys. Do you think in the next 5 years we're going to see a $1 million baby in the CFL, quarterback for $1 million bucks, or running back?
I hope not.
What? No. What's that?
So let's stop. Hang on. We got to decode this Lynchism.
$1 million.
Will we see $1 million quarterback in the CFL in the next 5 years? On the outset, that sounds really crazy, yet never say never.
Exactly.
I think the quarterback salaries are going to come down, not go up.
Oh, I don't think so.
Per year, you mean? $1 million?
Yeah. I 5 foot, 9 inch.
Again.
Great passer. Can't make the NFL. Can run like a deer. You know,
again,
one of those guys.
Never say never, but I can't see that. That is a
topic for another day, and it's a great one.
Yeah.
But what I'm hearing, not from the agents, because they're trying to get the most money for their guys, it is this. Why are you going to give $725,000 to Mike Riley? Where is he going to go? Mm-hmm. The NFL is not an option for a guy like him.
No.
Or, frankly, Bo Levi Mitchell either. Yeah. So why do you keep these teams overpaying for guys? Because in the end, you're just hurting yourself.
Good agents.
Outstanding agents. And Mike Riley and Bo Levi have the same agent. His name is Dan Burtlieb.
Oh, Dan. I love Dan.
Right. He's a very sharp guy.
So
are
they.
And he's out. He's in it for the player, which I get. But the point is, where are they going to go? They're not going to go anywhere else. And I don't. So you just saw how Riley's contracts bungled the BC Lions.
Yep.
Why would you pay a guy more than that?
Circumstances. We don't know what's going
to
happen.
That's why I'm not on the owner's side anymore. I used to be, but I'm not anymore because these guys, they hurt themselves. They need to be protected from themselves. Right? They can't get on the same page. Anyways, you guys got a roll. Looks like you have something to say before
I'm looking forward to Winnipeg and Montreal.
Canada's game of the week.
I think that's going to be something special, and it'll be very interesting to see what comes out of that. CFL teams, there's a quarterback in Villanova. His name's Daniel Smith. I would get after him.
Okay.
Kids, I saw him play a couple weeks ago. I'll tell you, he's
Villanova.
Yeah, he's just 6 foot. Kid throws. He's excellent. Now, I have no idea if he wants to play in the CFL. They had a kid a couple of years ago, and he was good. Asked the guy in the office, saying, you know, what about him? No, he's going to go to Wall Street and make a lot of money. He said, okay, fine.
Oh, I always laugh when they said, oh, he's smart. He's not going to play football, or he's real smart. He's not going to play hockey. He's going to college. You don't think we have smart football players?
There's
or
a lot
smart
of
hockey
there's
players.
There's a lot of smart.
Oh,
kids
that pisses
came out.
Me off. Yeah. Doug is watching from Calgary. One last thing, he says, we've already had $1 million quarterback in the league, Doug Flutie.
That's a long time
the
ago.
The point is not in the salary cap era,
yeah.
And that's what you guys are talking
yeah.
about.
Yeah.
Anyways, John Lipp's getting anxious over there. He's got to get you to lunch over Boston Pizza. So.
Oh man, you're going.
All right, okay.
Yep.
We're talking hockey. Next. Smitty, you sticking around or are you rolling?
I can stick if
it's
you...
It's entirely up to you.
Yeah, that's fine. Love to hear that.
Okay, good. We'll be right back on this Friday morning. It's the Rod Peterson Show on Facebook Live and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
Your favorite movies. Your episode after episode after episode season marathon. All in one beautiful little box. With Max TV Stream from Prairie Mobile, your Sasktel authorized dealer, you can experience the best of live TV and movies on demand, in home or on the go. Just $99. Entertainment your way. Anyway, get your Max TV Stream media box today for just $99. Prairie Mobile, your Sasktel authorized dealer. Lives fully connected.
Your economic security does not lie in your job. It lies in your power to produce, to think, to learn, to create, to adapt. That is true financial independence. It's not merely having wealth. It's having the power to produce wealth. We are your power to produce wealth. We are your freedom to make your dreams your reality. We are your shield against uncertainty. We are your family's protector when you no longer can be. We are your assurance that the light you see at the end of the tunnel isn't a train. We are comfort, clarity, and peace of mind. We are your financial guardian angel. We are 2020 Wealth Management. We are all these things and more. And we welcome you. Come see us and prosper.
If you've been using an inefficient heating system for indoor or outdoor use, you might be surprised by the quality and comfort that zone-controlled infrared heaters offer. Heating Green's energy-saving infrared heaters transfer sun-like warmth directly to people and objects without noise or maintenance. Increase your comfort and decrease cost, room by room. Our silent infrared heaters are perfect for indoor and outdoor spaces. For greater comfort using less energy, contact us at heatinggreen.com.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appelle Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse has a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop, staffed by PGA of Canada professionals, is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call 306-731-1445 or log on to deervalleygolf.ca.
Send us your opinions now. We won't victimize you unless you really deserve it. Now, back to your host, Rod Peterson.
Hey, welcome back, and thank you, Rick Regan. Welcome to the Rod Peterson Show on this Friday morning, for Friday, September the 20th, episode number 78. Recognizing number 78... Pretty good list we got here. Lynch brought up Vernon Vaughn, number 78, writer history. He was shocked we didn't know who he was. He played in 1958. Vernon Vaughn, Anthony Munoz of the Bengals, Pavel Dimitro wore it in Ottawa. Who else did you say? Bobby Belt?
Bobby Bell.
Bobby Bell?
Yep.
I got to read my own writing here.
And Bruce Smith.
Bruce Smith, yes. Yeah. NFL fame. Well, it's a big night in hockey as well. A lot of SJ games. It's opening night in the Dub. NHL preseason continues with the Battle of Alberta. Chris Luga joins us from the Estevan Bruins, head coach and general manager, a good and longtime friend of ours. How you doing, Luga?
I'm doing well.
You done making waves yet in the hockey world?
I don't know. We'll see.
Listen, you know what I'm talking about. They got these jerseys right here on the coffee table here. Can you put the camera on that, guys? I had no idea what was coming. Hold that up, Smitty, if you don't mind. It's not just enough that it's white jerseys. Everybody's got a white jersey. But white pants, white socks, white gloves, white helmets. We took a photo of that and put it on the show on Monday. Chris, the last I saw on that video from you guys' account had 140,000 views. I can't imagine what it's at now. What? Where did this come from?
I don't know. You get the right person having an opinion on it, and people want to voice
it. No, not that. Where'd you come from the all-white uniforms from?
Just wanted to be different, stand out from the crowd. And we designed our own jerseys and sat with a couple of the guys last year and threw some ideas around. And young guys like them a lot. I like them. And the young guys really like them, and they're pretty excited about it.
How did you keep this from not getting out on social media before opening night in Weyburn on Friday night?
We just didn't show anyone. I think two players saw them before they came out of the box in the building, and the guys were aware of them, but they hadn't seen them. And there's no pictures of them or anything floating around, so it was quite the reaction to them.
Well, you've realized too, and Smitty, you know it. I mean, you're a hockey fan too. People just go giddy about the gear as much as about the players they do with the gear.
Mm-hmm.
So you probably knew. Did the feedback hasn't been 100% positive either, though, has it?
No. Especially the Facebook and Twitter stuff there's lots of negativity. We knew that was going to happen. They're not geared towards a traditional hockey fan. They're definitely progressive and futuristic almost, and we knew that there would be a lot of people that didn't like him, but we also knew that behind a lot of that negativity, there's a lot of young people that think they're great.
Do you all sell these jerseys?
We don't actually. We have an agreement with the NHL that we can continue using the Boston Bruins logo as long as we don't sell online and that sort of thing. And reason being is different sponsors at the league level and that sort of thing. So we can't use that logo for any sort of sales online.
But what did you say about the Golden Knights, that they've jumped on board in some regard with this?
Well, I just saw an Instagram last night where they I don't know if it was a uniform they're going to use or just something that they're testing the market or what, but they put something out last night that's very similar to our gold one.
Well, what's exciting too, and grab that white jersey, Smitty, and we'll hold up the gold one. So your home opener was Tuesday, and you guys very proudly raised a banner. All of a sudden, the hockey world was, what are they going to bring out on Tuesday? And it was all yellow. You look like a bunch of bees skating around there at Affinity Credit. So show that up. So this is your homes, the golds?
Those are the homes, you bet.
So this is for all year?
Yep. Yeah, we'll have a third set that'll be different than these two, and it'll get mixed in at home and on the road. But
do you have a black jersey?
Not yet.
No.
It's coming.
We'll have something dark later in the year that we'll wear for probably about 12 games this year.
These are beautiful.
They're gorgeous, but it took a while for me to settle in on. Now, you can set it down if you don't mind. Anyway, Dave Hunchak, listening from BC as he always does. You guys remember the old Hunch Bunch. He says, and we'll get to hockey in a minute, but it's just everybody loves the jersey talk. And Hunch says, easy way to count block shots. And that was the first thing I thought. Pucks leave marks, Chris. Yeah. So Dylan's your equipment guy, isn't
he? That's right,
yeah. Is he busy scrubbing puck marks off all these things, the poor guy?
Not yet. No, we didn't block many shots in our first game of the year.
You lose 4-1, right?
No, we lost 2-0. We had an empty netter. We played pretty well, just... We weren't in the shot blocking mode yet, and we'll gain some of that sandpaper as the year goes on.
Well, actually, Donna's watching this morning in Central Butte. She says, "How do you keep the marks off the white? Because clearly, you would like to get in front of some pucks. So, how are you going to keep these clean?"
I mean, we've been wearing white jerseys for 62 years, so I think the pant shells will probably take a little more wear and tear and show a little more than what they have in the past with black. But white socks, white jerseys have been going on for a long time.
I say good on you for being bold. I wrote that in my column. And to the actual hockey, by the way, now, because the SJHL has been going for a week. I was at this event last night, and they were talking about the 25-game suspension to Greg Mulhall the other night by the SJHL. I guess it was the very same night that the Yorkton forward steamrolled the Melville goalie. What, you must have an opinion on the 25 games and the whole incident itself.
Yeah, I think 25 games, it's on the high end of fair, I think. I think it's heavy-handed, but you don't want that kind of stuff happening, and our league isn't about that, and I don't think the Yorkton Terriers or Mulhall himself are about that. It was a mistake, and there's consequences when you make those sorts of mistakes. And yeah, I haven't heard anybody in the Yorkton organization openly critical of the term, but I think they set a precedence that they're not gonna allow that sort of stuff.
It was sending a message, and I've heard all this stuff too about people are saying Yorkton's head coach should have been suspended. That's what the people in hockey are saying. There was 6 or 7 headshots earlier in the game. You can't control what a guy's gonna do on the ice, Chris. You've been coaching a long time.
Yeah, you can influence these guys long term, and I know Coach Hare very well, and is he an emotional guy? Does he? Get caught up in it, probably we all do, and at the end of the day I know he was pretty bent out of shape about what happened, as were obviously the guys on the Melville side. Nobody wants that kind of stuff, and with social media and everything being what it is now, that's the kind of stuff that catches legs, and really that's not what the league's about. That's not what junior hockey's about.
Did you see the hit, Craig?
Yeah,
you know what we're
did.
Talking about what
I
do
sure
you think
did.
About a 25 game suspension?
Well, I heard that that's almost half the season, and you know, it probably is a little steep, but that was ridiculous what that kid did. I just don't understand why a guy would go and do that. But that's the way it is. And I think it was quite a bit.
I was mentioning earlier in the week that my brother's in Pittsburgh on a scouting trip with my niece, his daughter.
Robert Morris.
Robert Morris, she committed.
She did. Yeah.
To that school. And he said they were talking about it down there and looking at the video.
Is that right, hey?
Yeah, and that's that hockey's not a lot different than football.
Yeah.
It's the same thing, just the border is the difference. And Chris, I think what you said is right. Bill Chow wanted to get out front of this. Yeah, I think it's heavy-handed too. But it was a statement.
Yep. Sending
he did not want the SJHL recognized as that stuff used to happen all the time.
Yeah.
Every weekend.
Yeah.
And it's just, that's not the game anymore, Chris. And I think that, I would assume you like that.
Yeah, absolutely. You got to protect the players. We get to know these guys personally, and it's easy to sit on the other side of the glass and follow it as a hobby, but when you add the human element in, that goaltender's pretty banged up and you can't have it. You try and avoid it ever happening again by making a point the first time, I think.
I'm actually shocked, and I can't remember the tally here, but it was he lost a bunch of teeth.
Oh.
X amount of stitches. For what happened, that shocks me. Because I've seen it happen so many times. I've seen a goalie pop up like nothing.
Yeah.
Like something. I must have missed something, Chris. That's harsh.
That's a pretty big collision, and I think the contact was relatively high. You got a goaltender who probably felt it wasn't going to be contacted at all and wasn't prepared for it.
So, I've got a question here from the crowd. It says, 3 straight division titles for the Estevan Bruins. And Smitty, Chris has been in charge of the club for that period. What has been the key to that team's sustained success?
I think it's a culture thing. It's a community. We're supported incredibly well. That allows us to pay the bills and get out and seek out good hockey players and good people that are going to work together. I've had a lot of support in that community, and it's allowed us some continuity, which to have a culture and a plan, you need some continuity, and we're so lucky to have so many good people in our organization that are pulling in the same direction, and everything from our support staff to our office staff, the fans, everybody, it just builds an expectation and a desire to win, and when you have good people inside the locker room, they play hard for each other.
How does it look this year?
We're really young this year. It's a little different looking group. For a few years now, we've had a really skilled offensive forward group. We have very good veteran players up front, but we don't have the natural skill. But we do have tremendous leadership, and we have lots of skill in our youth. So it'll be a little slower start to the season than what we've had maybe in other years, especially offensively. But with that combination of young skill and leadership, I think we're going to be a much better team in a few months than we are right now.
Solid in goal?
Very solid. Yeah, we got made a trade for a goalie that we really liked. He was in Prince George with their BCHL championship team last year. He was a backup goalie there to probably the best junior A goalie in the country.
Cool.
And he was ready to go as a starter, and we knew that from tracking him. He played at OHA, Okanagan Hockey Academy, as a midget, and we recruited him. Weren't able to get him. He stayed home in Victoria, ended up in Prince George, and
wow.
it was a coup for us to get him when we did.
Fantastic. Well, it is, because my guy, Grant Bolt, has gone to junior in the States, and I was a little worried about the Bruins because he was so good, and you're happy with your goaltending, so that's great. But I got to get Smitty out to a game, Chris, before he is full-time back scouting again, because in Estevan last year, these guys, Smitty, beat Humboldt in a seven-game series, and your rink was jammed.
It was an overtime, wasn't it? That's incredible.
My heart was racing. How is yours? And then, unfortunately, fell to Melford in a six-game series right in the semifinal.
That's right.
But I guess that just whet the appetite for this year, I would think. We had enough guys coming back, right?
Yeah, I mean, every year that you don't win your final game, I think the guys, it just sort of builds throughout the summer, and they come pretty hungry.
I would love to go to a game. Like I said before, I saw the Estevan Bruins in the 60s. So to go to a game, that would be incredible. A new building? Like, do you have a new building?
Yeah, this is year nine in Affinity Place, and it's second to none in the province.
Nice.
There's not Moose Jaw's got a beautiful rink. There's not a nicer rink in Saskatchewan than ours in Estevan. We're very lucky. Very
cool. It's funny, actually, because I've said many times it's the best arena in Junior A, and I'm very quickly corrected by people that say Penticton's nicer, and then that's it. I think you have you been to Penticton? I haven't.
I've never been.
I hear it's unbelievable.
I've driven by my dad lives in Penticton, the 91-year-old, and I've driven by the arena, but I haven't been in.
Willie's Tap House, Tower Restaurant, they don't mind saying they're second best pizza. So if you're second best arena in Canada to Penticton, you'd take that, wouldn't you?
Very happily, you betcha. Yeah. We're very fortunate to have what we have there, and not just the rink, but we have lots of resources right on site for our guys that most teams don't have.
Yeah, and it's not just an Estevan thing. I could take you to a lot of arenas and a lot of towns. It's the SHL is very, very special. Very clear how I feel about that.
The other one I'd like is the Hounds.
That was just there Sunday. That's easy.
I've known a couple people who have played there, and like to go see that.
Peanut Butter Pete Saragella's watching, by the way. He liked the second best pizza line. and producer Clark mentioning, before I let you go, the showcase coming up next week, Chris, we should tell the hockey fans and the SJ fans how they can get out and watch that.
Yeah, we play our annual league showcase in Warman. We have two showcases. One of them is team play, where every team plays two games, one home game, one road game.
Wow.
And we're playing Humboldt and Kindersley Monday and Tuesday. And all the teams will be there. It's out in Warman. I think there's four games a day for a few days. And the second showcase, again, is in January in Regina, but a little different format. It's more of an all-star format. Or it's sort of similar to the top prospects game that they have in the CHL, where they play real hockey. It's not a skill fest. They play real hockey because they're trying to show what they have and not just entertain fans. But the two showcases combine for great exposure for our players.
Go to the SJHL website. The entire showcase schedule is there. It is in Warman. And Smitty, the NHL scouts call it one-stop shopping. They can go to Warman for 4 days and watch every team.
That'd be great.
Under one roof.
We used to go to NFL Europe, and it was just great, so I can understand that.
Exactly. All right, Loogie, thanks for coming in. Thanks for all you do, and good luck tonight. Safe travels.
You betcha. Thanks for having me.
And Director of Scouting, Craig Smith, as always, thank you. Enjoy the games.
Thanks for having me. Really appreciate it.
You bet. Overtime next. We're bringing producer Clark out of his cage for that. We'll be right back. It's the Rod Peterson Show on Facebook Live, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
He's covering everything that matters to you. It's the Rod Peterson Show. Tune in live Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to noon, to catch the show live and be a part of the action. Take control by commenting live and sharing the show with your friends.
Countdown is on. Employee pricing at Capital Ford Pre-Owned. Save thousands on this pre-owned 2018 Nissan Rogue. It's fully loaded and ready to move with an employee price of just $23,999 plus tax. Or check out this pre-owned 2018 Ford Edge Titanium All-Wheel Drive. Its employee price is only $27,999 plus tax. Employee pricing at Capital Ford Pre-Owned. Offers end September 30th.
You say it, but we say it.
Locally owned and family operated, Emerald Water, refreshing the Rod Peterson Show. From reverse osmosis to natural alkaline and distilled water, they are perfect for your home and office. Saskatchewan's number one source for commercial alkaline with natural electrolytes and minerals that are better for your body. Naturally occurring magnesium, calcium, bicarbonate, and potassium are amazing for your health. Trust 30 years of experience and drink water that matters from Emerald Water.
Saskatchewan Snow Beef is the highest quality beef you will find, bred, born, and raised in Saskatchewan. The deep, rich taste and tender texture is the product of great genes and a specialized extra-aged feeding program. Saskatchewan Snow Beef is available at Crave Kitchen and Wine Bar on Victoria Avenue in Regina, Little Red's Market Cafe in Mortlock, Saskatchewan, or take some home to your own grill by purchasing it at Local and Fresh, 1377 Hamilton Street in Regina. For more information, follow them on Facebook or Instagram at Sask Snow Beef.
Laid back and kicking it. Let's head back to the studio. Here's Rob.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Overtime is underway. No Darren DuPont. He is in Calgary getting ready to call Canada West football tonight on Canada West TV. So in the bunker, we're pleased to be joined by producer Clark, and we've dragged out of his cage Connor the intern. How's it going, gents?
Pretty good.
Pretty good. Pretty good.
A man of few words here, Connor the intern and Clark.
Yeah, Darren.
I got to warm up. It's been like 2 hours. I've been sitting back there quiet. Now I got to loosen up the old vocal cords.
Okay. I got a quick question for you, Connor. You're trying out for the Pilot Butte Travelland RV Storm. How's the tryouts going and when do you play again?
Pretty good. We have a game tonight in Fort Knox, actually at 8 p.m. And then tomorrow in Fort Knox again at 4. So, yeah, trying to crack that roster.
Are you going to go home and have a nap this afternoon? Are you
probably, yeah. I'll probably pick up a sub, have a nap, and then get to the rink.
Okay. Yeah. Did we get a note to the coach that we need Connor to make the team?
They'd have
more coverage if he made the team?
Well, they already snuck in a puck on the deck.
Yeah.
On the desk
there, I brought that in. Yeah.
Connor has to make the team, and you'll have a lot more Storm coverage. It's the one right between the Chiefs and the Bruins here. Clark, the Leafs.
Mm.
They haven't won in the preseason yet, have they?
I mean, who wins the Stanley Cup in the preseason, though? Am I right?
Well, Toronto, I think, does, don't they?
Well, if we win games, then yes. But, I mean, if they're not winning games, then it's not a big deal.
What about that punk, Austin Matthews, getting in the kid's face the other night?
You said that, huh?
I did. And summarily being called out by Paul Bissonnette for show some respect for depth players, Austin Matthews.
Mm.
You're an old school guy. You can't be happy with what Austin did.
Well, he's not the captain yet, so I think he was just getting the last little punkishness out of his system, and once he puts the C on his jersey, he'll class it up.
You think he's going to get the C?
I think so, yeah. They just haven't announced it yet.
Over Morgan Riley?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
Austin Matthews seemed very confident.
Yeah, he's a quiet leader. Like, he's not the type of guy who's going to go out and do the things that he did normally like that. Like, he's very lead by example, and I think just the way with how Mike Babcock is coached, like how he coaches, he likes those types of guys. And just everything that they've talked about over the summer with Babcock going there and talking with him personally at his house in Arizona for days, and everything Dubas has said over the summer, it's just all signs are pointing to on opening night, they're going to skip over 34 in the opening lineup announcements, and Austin Matthews is going to be the last guy announced, and your next captain of the Toronto Maple Leafs, he'll come out and everyone will freak out and it'll be great.
This is hilarious. Sean writing in on the Facebook wall. Do you see that? Oh my God, not the Leafs again. This isn't the Toronto Sports Network. Actually, today I had a lot of TSN. Just jokes. No, that's why we build ourselves as Western Canada. And what have we been talking about a lot? The Jets, the Flames, and the Oilers. But with these Leafs fans, that's when I will ask them their take. But I will ask you this, and I got to get off the air because I got to get to a luncheon, which actually started 15 minutes ago.
Nah, who cares?
But, they can wait. This is more fun. The captaincy of the Leafs, is this what you're reading or this is what you feel?
That it's just a hunch. It's kind of what I've listened to a lot of people talking about it. Obviously, nobody shuts up about it in Toronto. Its captain is the biggest deal ever. But
Even though they haven't had one since Phaneuf left.
Exactly. I really don't think the captaincy is such a big deal. A lot of the people that I'm listening to, I listen to everybody, obviously, but I focus in on some, and I believe that in today's NHL, the captaincy isn't what it used to be. It's very much more of a group effort nowadays, and you know, as much as there's prestige around the sea, it's not what it was back in the old days, in my opinion. I think you can win without one, even though it hasn't been done yet. But I think it's a new NHL, and I think that the captaincy is not what it used to be.
The Leafs haven't won with a captain or without a captain.
Well, yeah.
For a long time.
Might as well try something different.
Try something new, yeah. Connor, the intern, who's the captain of the New York Rangers?
They don't have one either right now.
Wow, yeah. He was quick on that one. What's the outlook for the Rangers?
I don't even know if they'll put one. There's a couple guys that could, like Mika Zibanejad has been there for a while, but I don't know. We've kind of shipped house recently, so we don't have a lot
it.
Yeah,
yeah. I mean, he's wearing the team
gear. He's invested.
So. Yeah.
I like it. I bet you if they could put the C on Lundqvist, they would. He seems like the captain to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. If they could pull a Roberto Luongo and toss a C on his jersey, yeah, absolutely.
Now they're asking for more Habs talk and more of this and more of that. You give them a rope like and they want to be a cowboy. Give them an inch, they take a mile. Look, you can't have enough. So I guess you won't be at the Pats game tonight, Connor?
I will not. I was looking forward to getting a hot dog all off season, but
yeah. There'll be a lot of hockey games. So, well, good luck with your game.
Yes, thank you.
Will I see you there tonight, Clark?
No, I am going on a bachelor party this weekend, so I'm heading to Echo Lake after the show's over, and I will be turning my phone off, and there'll be things happening. And I mean, it's a bachelor party, so
what could go wrong?
Yeah, we're shooting guns on Saturday.
What's the worst that could happen?
It'll be interesting.
Am I manning the Twitter account for the weekend then, if you're turning
I'm gonna take one for the team and not open our Twitter account over the weekend.
You're not, but somebody has to. Yeah. So,
I'm going
to
be play the smart move here and not open the Twitter account.
I did have a great compliment this morning on our Twitter account. They said, "Who runs it? It can't be you, Rod, because it's actually smart and quick-witted."
It's me.
I said,
"It's Clark."
Right. It's Clark.
It's actually smart, so I'm going to take credit for it.
All right, boys. This has been fun. We'll see you both Monday. How's that sound?
Sounds great. Show.
And here he goes. Smitty's got his hands up. He's got his fingers separated. We'll see you Monday right here on Facebook Live.
Ooh,
Nowhere near.
Poor toss.
For more Rod Peterson On Demand, visit rodpeterson.com.